Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, monkey labor, Jess hates goatees, shrieking peacocks, and an elderly penguin.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We had a news story. Christy does not want to revisit it. I'll just give you the short version of it. A number of major stores, including Kroger and Costco, and I think, was it a Sam's Club? They've stopped. They're going to stop carrying a certain brand.
Oh, monkey.
Coconut milk.
Of coconut milk, because they it is alleged that they're using monkey labor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not kidding. I know this sounds ridiculous.
Yeah.
How could this even be a... It's 2021.
I don't
know. Well, it's Thailand.
Apparently, I mean, yes. These companies, it is alleged, and I believe that they're denying this, that they have, that they have, they're forcing monkeys to climb trees to get coconuts.
I saw some videos.
Okay, well,
do they have staff meetings? I mean, do they have to the outline?
How is this different than a working dog? Okay, like if you have a dog on a ranch or a farm,
dogs
because
thumbs?
A dog. Jess, I'll tell you off
dogs
the air.
The point is,
there's evidently a very sturdy stick involved with the monkeys.
And a chain.
You've been working on this, Pat?
Yes. Okay. I got something for you. Kroger had a coconut. It was a tainted brand. Turns out these little monkeys were picking them by hand. It's out of line having coconuts harvested by monkeys. Could be fine selling coconuts harvested by monkeys. I thought that this coconut smelled a little funky. You know, this coconut milk looks like monkey spunky.
Oh.
I said monkey spunky.
Yes, yes.
Double down now. Thank you very much. I don't know what kind of accent that was.
Yikes.
Harry Nielsen for
it. It was a little Randy Newman-y for a little bit.
It was.
I like that.
Yeah.
I love Randy Newman. A couple things on the Bob and Tom website. You can find out about the VIP. Oh, this we have to get a new picture of you, Josh. This is the pre-full beard Josh.
Ooh, goatee Josh.
Oh, sorry, Jess. I didn't mean to. Oh, boy.
Well,
that was out of her mouth before she knew what she was saying.
That was as genuine a reaction to a photo of me. Ew. E-double-W.
Yeah, that's a rough shot. I'm with you on that, Jess.
Oh, this is great.
We got to get a new picture, for God's sake.
Well, yes, we all agree with Tom on something. Yeah, that's
right here. Here's the
picture.
One, Christy. Look at that. Oh, my gosh.
Like somebody had put a slug in her hand. Ew.
Oh, there's a nice picture of Pat with his gold suit on and his glasses and his gold guitar. That's so nice.
Yeah, if you've ever thought, boy, they make me uncomfortable when I listen to them, I need to see that in person. You go to the website, you can find out.
Now, the picture of the That Josh Arnold podcast, you have the beard in that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Not as
gag-worthy.
Not as off-putting.
Not as elephant man-like, yeah. You know, Michael Jackson wanted to buy my skeleton at one point. I'm that hideous in the earlier photos.
No, you're not.
It's just the goatee. It's the facial hair. It's not you.
I see. Well...
You know, I think the full beard does look very nice.
Looks a
Thank
lot
you.
Better.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Oh, yeah. It's vast improvement.
Yeah. Boy, covers up more.
Boy.
Really doubling down there, Jess.
Now, Pat, we were talking off the air here with this chicken wings thing. This is such a great idea.
I don't know why they haven't done it before.
I don't like the fact
one
chain. You don't like thighs?
The chain is going to, because there's a chicken wing shortage.
Mm.
So they're going to go with chicken thighs. I think they're tastier anyway.
Yes.
And this is a place called the Wing Stop. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of jokingly calling themselves temporarily the Thigh Stop.
Yeah.
And the Thigh Stop sounds like a move that all Pat Godwin's dates have been doing recently.
I don't have any dates. I'm not dating.
Hand in the knee followed by the Thigh Stop.
Thigh Stop.
Yeah, she gave me the Thigh Stop.
Is Pat, did you have another song you wanted to play for?
Oh, I thought you were setting something up.
I was. I thought you said you had
another. Oh, my God.
In the hallway, you grabbed me and said you had another song.
I think we didn't talk in the hallway.
I think that the two of you should go to couples counseling. I'm being serious.
I really do. I'm with your son.
I have a plaintive thing I'd like to sing for you.
Oh, okay.
Where have all the chicken wings gone? Why is there only thighs? Christy, why is cauliflower in your pizza pie? Why are thighs and cauliflower replacing my favorite things? Oh, when will you ever learn? Cauliflower and thighs can't take the place of pizza and wings. Am I right, Willie?
Yeah, Patty.
I don't know about that.
Do you want to write a song about Josh's goatee?
Oh, I'll help you.
I'm listening.
Why does Jess go, ooh?
Yeah,
she sees as Josh's goatee.
In style of the time.
Well, I think if the time was 2003.
You had a goatee.
You and Jim Rome are going to stick to that no matter what.
He had a goatee in 03, and he nailed that perfectly with that comment.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, you remember that's when you shaved it off in 03?
It was later.
I had a goatee.
Let me do the math on that. Yeah. A little later than that. Sorry.
Okay.
It looked good, too, by the end. I mean, it looked good.
I slashed my face shaving, so that's why it started to let it grow.
You sure that wasn't a passing stranger?
I can see that would happen. Second thought, it could have been.
A Glasgow grin.
It could have been.
There he is!
We have a couple things we have to get to. You promised the cow dung story.
Cow dung! Take me away! That's right, I doubled down on it.
Cow dung cakes were found inside an Indian passenger's suitcase.
Could we stop right there? Cow dung cakes. Well, there's a storefront.
Yeah, that's a bakery that didn't
last. Can you imagine putting that in the mall? Well, let's see. I got to get a pretzel.
Yeah. I think I'll go to Mrs. Fields. I don't need a cow dung cake.
Wouldn't you call it cow patties instead? That sounds a little nicer.
This is directly from India Today, the English publication out of India.
The cow dung in the suitcase had been left behind at the Washington, D.C. Dulles International Airport. Officials with U.S. Customs said agents found the cow dung cakes after passengers cleared the inspection area on April 4th, 2021. The cow dung from India prohibited in the United States since it has the potential of importing foot and mouth disease.
No kidding. Plus, it's crap.
Remember that? Right? You know, I know those airline snacks, you have to pay for them now, but really? Why on earth? There must be some reason.
I bet it's considered sacred.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, cows are, so.
Right. And remember, there was talk that cow poop would help cure COVID.
Oh, that's right. Remember that?
Maybe this is just a doctor coming
spread
over.
Spread it over your body.
Yeah.
So Western religion came up with holy water, and somebody came up with cow poop.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm surprised Pat didn't have a song about
it. I think we did, actually.
Oh, we do? Oh,
we did. I don't know. I forgot what I called it.
Well, that was great. Thank you, Pat.
Sorry for the behind the scenes look at our work here.
Oh, you mean about the... Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God.
Give me a second. Yeah, we certainly did. Okay. What else have you got over there, Christy?
Shrieking peacocks have been terrorizing residents of Los Angeles County.
This is the second time this story has hit the major.
And Chick,
wire.
Quite honestly, that is not far off.
No,
that sounds
they're
making.
They're louder.
Oh, gosh.
Right.
According to CNN, the boisterous birds, which were introduced to the area by the entrepreneur Lucky Baldwin in the late 19th century, have been damaging cars and gardens while their nocturnal shrieking has been keeping residents up at night. Some residents have complained that the peacock population has increased the last few years. The animals are said to have piercing screams, and now Los Angeles County officials are saying stop feeding them. Mm. What, do they think they're just going to go away if they quit feeding them?
Yeah, to me, though, I think they would just shriek more.
Right, because they're hungry.
Is this some kind of a promotional thing?
What, for NBC?
Yeah, for their
the new fall lineup on NBC.
The new streaming service?
What is Peacock?
It? Yeah, isn't it called Peacock? Peacock?
It's called Peacock, yeah.
Yeah, I keep getting emails from them.
From Peacock?
Yeah, I have no idea why.
Maybe it's a real Peacock.
Where I signed up.
I signed up for that using your credit card.
Oh, okay. Okay, great.
I'm enjoying it very much.
Yeah, you got to give that back to me. I got to buy plane tickets coming up here soon.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, God.
Well, apparently you're taking a boat.
One of us is joking.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Did you tell Jess the update on the passport snafu?
No, this is getting more complicated. Apparently the boat thing's not going to work either. We're trying to figure it out.
Oh, really?
No.
And you can't get a passport in like hours anymore.
It used to be you could get an instant passport. My five-year-old's passport expired. So.
Mm. Instant passport going to get you?
Does she need a babysitter that week?
I offered to, Jess.
Good luck telling her.
Come on, Grandpa.
Hey, we didn't go on vacation last summer, so this summer we're not going on vacation again.
Can Grandma and Grandpa take her somewhere else?
Yeah.
Do you want me to take her to Disney World? I'll take her.
I'll watch your kid.
Look, here's what I want to tell you. I don't want anything to do with this kid, okay? We already got one of your brats in here every morning. I just about had it.
Hey, what do you want, Sam in here? You probably do want Sam.
Oh, man.
Carson, I'll take
sing,
her to.
He can dance.
Take Hart to Disney World. It'd be fun.
Well, we'll see. Well, we'll try to get him.
Enrique, an elderly penguin at the St. Louis Zoo.
Yes.
Elderly penguin, Josh.
Getting some relief from his arthritis.
And now here's Josh Arnold as the elderly penguin.
Squawk.
No, no, it's Enrique. You got to have an Enrique. You got to put an accent on it.
Yeah, maybe 5 years ago.
I think he's doing just fine.
That'll squawk.
See?
Where are penguins from?
Antarctica?
One of the poles, right?
One of the poles.
What night did they bowl? See, we're in trouble already.
He's getting some relief from his arthritis after getting custom-designed boots.
Oh. Custom-designed boots?
According to zookeepers, the southern rockhopper penguin has lived beyond his life expectancy and needed therapeutic shoes.
There videos everywhere with pigs, little baby pigs in boots? Isn't that a thing?
I don't know. Is it?
I don't know.
What's a southern rock opera penguin?
Rock hopper.
Rock hopper. What is it, Milo?
And now here's Marshall Tucker.
What are they doing, Tommy?
That'd be Tommy Joe.
The penguin doesn't know what day it is.
Can't you see that penguin? Can't you see?
No, he's doing the southern Who. You're doing Marshall Tucker.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Just keep with one of the songs.
All right.
Staff members say Enrique, who came to the zoo in 2016, is estimated to be more than 30 years old. The life expectancy for his species in the wild is about, anyone?
15.
10.
Wow.
Yes.
So 15 would be old.
Right.
So they've given him these correct. Have you seen the video? He's got the corrective shoes on?
I have not seen the video.
He's the star of that National Geographic thing, Gimpy Feet.
Oh.
Not Happy Feet. No. Gimpy Feet.
Gimpy Feet. That's a crazy joke to make.
Can I ask a question? What happened to the show?
I don't know.
Well, the St. Louis Zoo is famous for helping the elderly animals.
Of course.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they got the huge rhino on the Rascal scooter.
Right, right.
Big fat-ass rhino. Okay.
Fat-ass rhino.
That's right. The only people using Rascals are because of the other fat. Laziness is the main thing.
Well, here, see? They're baby pigs in boots. I'm not losing my mind.
Will you get over this?
I used to see baby pigs in
is cute. Yeah.
Could we get back to, could we get back to the cow dung place right next to the pretzel shop at the mall? Why do they refer to them as cow dung cakes?
I don't know. They should be called cow patties. That sounds better.
Well, yeah, hey, cow patty.
Okay.
And the Irish get mad, so.
Oh, yeah. We're not going to win here at all. Pat, were you looking for the song about drinking cow urine?
Yeah, I think I did a little Frank Sinatra thing. Did you find that too?
Yeah, it's the story was a member of parliament in India. This is in the Hindustan Times. A member of parliament in India says she drinks cow urine every day to ward off coronavirus. Her name is Pragya Thakur. She can be seen in a video recommending the practice. She says it purifies her body. And but by the way, this sounds ridiculous, drinking a cow urine, I know, to some people. But first of all, she's very healthy about it. She only drinks the grass-fed cow piss.
Oh, good for her. Yes, it's
same way I feel about milk. Pat, you got the song in there?
I have a covered in cow dung thing that must be with a different story.
Oh, no, that was the previous week.
Sweet God.
Yeah, we got a lot of cow things going on.
No, that's a valid story. Doctors in India are asking people to stop using cow dung as a cure for the coronavirus. Dr. Jayalal, national president of the Indian Medical Association, said there's no concrete evidence that cow dung or urine boosts immunity against COVID-19.
But there's no evidence that it doesn't.
Oh, Josh.
So let's,
Yeah, the doctor, take two turds and call me in the morning. That's what my doctor told me. How's your
song?
That's
what I would do if you were my
I had this as Frank. I'll be Frank. I'm Frank now.
Okay,
here we go.
Frank.
Terrific acting.
Everybody behave.
Hi, Frank.
Covered in cow dung. COVID, I'm zapping. Rolling on the ground where cows are crapping. Rub a pie or two and the corona's through. Underneath the cow by where he's sitting. Poopy dooby doo when he is shaving free. That's all I had.
Thank you, Frank. All right, thank you, Frank. Oh, boy. No, cow dung does not keep the disease away. It does keep people 6 feet away from you.
Sure it does. Rolling social distancing.
The photograph that comes with this article is staggering.
I don't want to see it.
It is the unimaginably disgusting.
Don't pigs wearing boots so sometimes get in the cow dung?
I found the penguin wearing.
Thank you, Josh.
That's why the pigs have boots on. They're smart enough to know that I don't want to roll them that stuff.
I found the penguin in his little orthopedic shoes, his little boots.
They look like slippers.
They do.
They look like a big, puffy penguin.
Pigs in boots, nothing. She shows you penguins in boots. It's the best thing you've ever seen. Is that right?
That is right.
Well, you guys.
Jesus.
The St. Louis Zoo has a wonderful penguin house. You walk in, it's cold.
I love this joke. Yeah, so when you're all hot and sweaty, if you want to cool off, isn't this why you said you went into the land exhibit at Disney World?
It's cold.
You know, they've got it.
Hey, Dickie Dick, we're going to design a house for the penguins. You got any ideas for us?
You got to be cold.
It's got to be cold, man. Those sons of bitches like a chili.
They do?
So busy.
They'll fry in the sun.
Do you think they rent those tuxedos, Dicky Dick?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're always ready
for it. Yeah, it's the penguins and puffins. You can get real close to them. I saw one bark in my friend's face once. It's hilarious.
They bark?
Well, they bark real loud.
Wait a second. How do I distinguish a penguin from a peacock? How does a penguin sound? How does a peacock sound? Okay, got it. Very helpful.
And now back to Penguin and Peacock. Quack! Quack! Penguin and Peacock has been canceled.
I'd rather listen to that than a sports talk show.
Oh, my God, I'm peeing my pants.
Tremendous penguin house.
Okay, that was...
I'm not doing a show the rest of the week. You just rerun this. Okay, I'm not here.
First, there was the Beatles Anthology. Then came the Beatles Anthology 2. That would be followed by Beatles Anthology 3 and so on. Now, for the true Beatles fan, it's the collection you've been waiting for. A real behind-the-scenes look at the Fab Four. It's Beatles Anthology 43. Beatles Anthology 43, where you'll hear John, Paul, George, and Ringo in the studio working on classic songs like Yesterday.
Ringo, we won't be needing any drums on this. You can take a break.
Listen in as Beatles roadie Mal Evans tunes George's guitar.
Ha 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 ha
It's as if you're in the studio with George Martin as he rewinds master tapes. Feel the drama as John Lennon is missing for an important recording session.
Where's John?
I don't know.
What time is it?
8:15.
Got a light?
Yeah.
Thanks. You should be here any time.
These never-before-heard recordings can be yours for only $29.95. Oh, a small price to pay for priceless recordings like this one of Ringo getting just the right drum sound. The Beatles Anthology 43. This should be the last Beatles collection you'll ever buy.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.